Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to welcome to VI Talk Harry Cooper, who is the lead developer for Pitch Black. Hiya, Harry.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Harry.
Hi, Dawn.
Right, Harry, so I first kind of came across you on Twitter when you direct messaged us. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and the other guys who work with you first off, and about your project?
Sure, yeah. So as you said, I'm Harry Cooper. I'm the lead developer and sort of programmer, Unity 3D guy at Purple Jam Limited. And alongside me works Connor Harrison, who's the narrative director of the game. So he handles all the script writing, getting voice actors, sort of storyline development, that sort of thing. And there's also Jordan Barry, who is the lead sound designer, and he does a lot of our social media stuff and video editing and that sort of thing as well. And what we're creating at the moment is a game called Pitch Black, A Dusklike Story, which is a audio game that features innovative audio mechanics and is set to a unique and sort of developed narrative. So that's what I do, and that's the game.
Where's the inspiration come from the game?
It's actually a funny story. Initially, it wasn't from previous audio games, although there have been many previous audio games, which are good. I come from a musical background. Back in sort of late September, October of last year, I got very interested in spatial sound. So ambisonic, which is like, if you imagine a circle of sound around your head, that's what ambisonics means. And explorable music as well, wherein it's not just playing across a certain amount of time. There are different audio sources in a space, and you can move towards them, and so you sort of explore the musical landscape in that way. And then from that point, I started thinking about, imagine if you could interact with the audio sources that are there. And once you get interaction in that environment, you sort of get a bit of a game emerging. Mm. And then I'm very interested in puzzles myself. So it's like, okay, how can you make puzzles out of this? And then you get a more sort of typical game where you have a number of different levels with audio sources and puzzles. And I thought, how do we string this together with the narrative? And that's when Connor got on board in sort of January, February this year. And that storyline developed. And then I wanted to know how to market it. And then Jordan got involved in March. And from then on, it's just snowballed into this massive project, which everyone seems really excited about, which is wonderful.
Ooh. Yeah. Interesting. That sounds great. So, mm-hmm. I presume you're a social enterprise, are you? Because I know you're using Kickstarter, aren't you?
Yeah, we're using Kickstarter, but we're just a standard limited company.
Right. Okay.
Obviously there's a social element in this, and that we're creating content for typically an undercated for group of people. So there is a sort of, yeah, social bonus to this, but they're, as a company, we're a limited company.
Yeah. Okay. So have you looked at any other sort of audio games that are out there, Harry? So that, you know, there are a few, and as you said, a lot of them are kind of text to speech, aren't they? You know, you're reading something and tapping on it or whatever. If it's on a phone or an iPad, you're kind of tapping on something to make choices, or and on, you know, a laptop or a desktop, you know, clicking on something to make choices. But this sounds like it's going to be a really immersive experience with lots going on. So have you kind of looked at any other sort of games out there?
Yeah, absolutely. The initial game we came across when we started Googling, okay, have people done this before, sort of thing, was a game called A Blind Legend, which is a binaural game that was released on PC, and I think it's currently free on iOS as well, actually. And that's made by a French company called Duino. and that featured binaural 3D audio. But the mechanics in that game were quite simple. Sort of turn to face a little girl who says, "I'm over here, come over here," sort of thing. And also fighting enemies when they reach a certain volume by swiping. And so that was the first game we found. More recently, what a Hero's Call, which is sort of the gold standard of audio game RPGs. Big narrative, that's the level up, big storyline. That seems to be the most popular among online gamers at the moment. Other than that, there have been hundreds of sort of smaller games, even first-person shooters, Swamp being the most notable. There was a Quake remake as well, and sort of traditional sort of retro games made into audio games because they translate reasonably well because the mechanics in early games were a lot more simple than the complex mm-hmm. mechanics in games.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So where do you go from here? What are the next steps for you guys?
Right, yeah, so the first thing is making sure the Kickstarter is as big a success as it can be. And then from then on, in a broad sense, just developing the game. But a lot of playtesting at every step, so we make sure we're making everything intuitive and making sure the audio mechanics work in a way that's perceptually accurate, which is sort of what differentiates this from previous audio games, in that what we're relying on for the gameplay are the natural cognitive biases and perceptual mechanics of audition that people use to hear every day. So we come from a sort of academic background, so we've done a lot of research into what is known about human audition and how that might apply to a game, and the audio mechanics are very much based around exaggerating what humans already do, and in that way we're hoping to make the gameplay very intuitive.
So how far down are you at the moment with the development? Is it near enough ready, or can we expect to find it on iOS or Android?
So the release of the game is set for October of next year. So there's been about a year's worth of development so far, from the initial inception, and then there's another year to go until release. The primary place to find, we're on all social media, but the main place to find all of our stuff is obviously on the Kickstarter, which you can find just by googling Pitch Black: A Dusklight Story, and that has everything you could wish to know. And also there are a couple of gameplay videos online of people who have tried out the demo, which is available on the Kickstarter. As well as that, there are a couple of interviews with myself going up over the next week. So loads of information out there for people who want to find out more.
And you're on Twitter as well, aren't you? Do you want to give your Twitter handle?
Sure. So the Twitter handle is at Dusklight Pro. Short for Dusklight Project.
Yeah. So with the Kickstarter, how much are you looking to raise? Have you got a figure that you need to raise to be able to do this?
Yeah. So our minimum funding goal is £4,000, which we're pretty close to hitting now. And we're only on day six of a 30-day campaign. So it's going pretty well so far. If we raise more than that, what that enables us to do is increase the scope of the project even further, so that increases not so much the number of mechanics in game, because they're very much set with the development timeline, but potential for ports to other devices. So we're looking at a virtual reality port, we're looking at port into the Nintendo Switch, because that features a large number of accessible games. Xbox and PlayStation 4 aren't so much on the cards at the minute, just because they're not consoles that are used very much within the blind and VR community, as far as we've heard anyway from our own research.
Mm-hmm.
So the more the better, really. And the goal not only is to release the game, but prove that audio games are a viable thing to release for game developers.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great medium to create within, because it's so underexplored at the moment.
Mm.
So a success here could really pave the way for a whole surge of new audio games on the market, which would just be brilliant. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it going to be available on iOS and Android, is it, or...?
Yeah. So the release platforms are PC/macOS and also Linux, and then for mobile, Android and iOS.
Cool, that's great. So that's going to be so very inclusive. That's brilliant to hear, because quite often things are available on one and not the other, or you know, good on a PC but not on a mobile device.
Mm.
So that's really good to hear. So had you actually had contact with anybody who was visually impaired, Harry, that gave you, you know, that kind of made you think about this? Or was it just that you're just into that kind of thing and you just thought, actually, this is something to explore with the audio side of it?
Yeah, the second option is just something that fascinated me. And so, you know, after developing for a while, you start doing research about what has gone before, but initially it was just an idea that I felt very passionate about.
That's really good to hear. That's great. Isn't it?
Because it's one thing that we always hear is that there's not enough games out there for VI people, and quite a lot of them are very, very, very complex, which they get a bit lost in, don't they, to be honest.
Yeah. But yes.
No, it's great. It's really, really good.
Yeah, very good. So is there any other social links that you would like to give out, and do you want to reiterate your Kickstarter link for anybody who's listening?
So on Kickstarter, if you just search Pitch Black, we'll come up. The full title is Pitch Black, A Dusklight Story, or Pitch Black, the AAA audio game. That will find us as well. And we're on Facebook under the same name. We're also on Instagram and Discord and Twitter, and everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, just do a Google search, you'll come up somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Who do you envisage will be interested in this game, Harry? Who are you know, is it going to be somebody who's into kind of adventure stuff, or are you kind of hoping that it'll open it up for a lot more people, that people might actually think, oh, actually, you know, audio games are better than I thought or than I expected?
Yeah, as I say, the goal here is to show that audio games are a genre of their own right for everyone. They're great because they're really entertaining and wonderful to play, and they're also great because they're inclusive of all gamers, not just people who take visual cues from games. So as regards the actual type of game, it's really quite hard to put into words. It's a 3D exploration game, so you explore soundscapes going through this narrative that's fully voice acted. And there are simple audio puzzles within the game, and then there are also lots of sort of additional things you can find. So in the city level, you can go into the bars, and there are different soundscapes in there. There's a level with a desert where you then go into a disused factory, and it's all clanky and very spooky. There's a sewer level. There's a level in a cathedral. So it's really an audio game built from what sounds good. That sounds obvious, but if you think about a cathedral, that's an amazing sounding space. It makes sense to have that within an audio game. Within a city, you get the hustle and bustle, and that's a different sort of experience to how it sounds in a cathedral. Within a desert, you get the lonely desert wind passing through. Within a concrete bunker, you get the haunting echo. It's really built, rather than trying to be an audio game that is translated from a regular genre of video game, it's an audio game that's built from audio from the ground up.
Sounds really interesting.
It does, yeah. Look forward to next October, hey?
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it, Harry. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners, or have we covered everything, do you think?
I think I've rambled on and covered everything there. But
no, you're great, honestly.
But yeah, I mean, if you can afford to pledge, please do, because it's a project we're really passionate about. And if you can't, just try and tell people about it. The more people we can get to give feedback and playtest with and follow the project, the better it will be. So,
how would people get involved with that? Do you want playtesters? Is that something that you want people for, or have you got playtesters already?
So we have had a large number of people playtest so far, but always more is better, because you get a much more realistic scope of people's opinions, you know, rather than if you only do five, if two people say something, you don't know if that's really significant or not significant. Cool. So it's a lot more is better. So if you do want to be a playtester, send us a tweet or messages on Facebook or any of that, and we'll probably need them a little bit further down the line. So
that's great. So that's great to know that you're actually, you know, that people can get involved and help out, really, I guess, and give feedback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Excellent stuff.
Well, thanks, Harry. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with it to you and Connor and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look forward to hearing more about it down the line. And maybe you could come back when it's released and tell us all about it, how it's going.
Been done and dusted and what's been updated on it.
Great, I'd love to.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.